This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. Many of you may be enjoying those low gas prices in a new car. New vehicle sales are released today, and analysts expect to see the best July in 10 years. It's not a new trend. We've seen 2 or 3 years of good sales, and lots of factors contribute, including low interest rates and a decent job market. But one in particular caught our eye, the rise of leasing. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has more.
It's genius.
I mean, leasing guarantees that someone's going to need a new car in, 2 to 3 years when their lease expires.
That's Jessica Caldwell. She's senior analyst for Edmunds.com. This goes back to the recession. New car sales were in the toilet.
And as a result, there weren't a lot of used cars.
Used car prices went up, no supply. And here's the genius bit. Car companies realized they could make good money selling used cars. That is, cars with expired leases. Good enough money. They could charge less for the lease itself.
Lease payments were really cheap, and all of a sudden, everyone started leasing.
That was 2012. Today, more than a quarter of new cars are leased. At Perillo BMW in Chicago, salesman Rick Tatoni confirms Caldwell's analysis.
That's a fact. You keep the wheel moving, and that's why they thought of that.
We are talking on the last day of the month. Will he squeeze in one last sale?
I'm hoping. If you want to buy a car, I can sell you one, of course. We can get your company to pay for it. How's that?
I wish. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.